Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us again on Let's Face the Issues. This is Brother Davis, and I apologize to you for stumbling so many times from the first part of the broadcast, trying to read this small writing, and it's kind of hard for me. I'm still less than 100 years old, but I'm just having some complications with my eyesight on today. But I thank God just for the opportunity again to be able to share in this broadcast with you on today. We were talking about President's Day, and I believe Brother Tom called in with a question, amen, talking about what he sees that's going on in our world on today concerning, amen, the disturbance over in the Middle East and in the Ukraine, and how, amen, it looks like, amen, we're headed for another war. So all I can tell you on today, if that's your thoughts, amen, you have to pray. Amen. As a Christian on today, you need to pray. You ought to be praying, because certainly, amen, prayer changes things. And I believe that the only way that we're going to come through any of these things that we have to be faced with on today, we have to go before God, amen, in prayer and trust in him. Even though, amen, we may love the person that we have sitting, amen, in the White House right now, or maybe you might have something against him, but we still have to pray. Amen. Prayer is the only thing that's going to see us through this whole thing. So even though war may break out, amen, Psalm 27 say, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. So therefore, when I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of praise, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So truly, amen, God is going to deliver, but we have to trust and believe in him on today. So again, we're going to move a little bit further in the broadcast, and we're going to talk about faith and why it's important for us to have faith. Amen. Even if we want to have faith, amen, in the elected leaders, make sure that it's biblical faith, and make sure that the word of God is showing up in their lives, and that they are praying people who will trust God to lead and guide them into where to go and what to do and how to honor, amen, and how to judge or rightfully judge God's people, amen. So what is faith? What is biblical faith? The Bible tells us, amen, in the book, amen, of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Amen? A good report. And why do you think the elders obtained a good report? Simply because they trusted in God. They saw the handworks of God. And truly, on this President's Day, if you want to see the handworks of God, amen, come about in your life for the good, amen, trust in him. When you read his word, amen, know and understand what he is saying. Take it at face value. You know, a lot of times we waste time trying to interpretate God or make some kind of understanding or come to some kind of knowledge about who God is. And by doing so, we are putting God in a box. If we ever get him figured out, people, then he is God. He won't be God anymore. That is the reason why he is God, because he is omniscient. He has all knowledge. He is all knowing. He knows what's better for us than what we know for ourselves. And I believe that the elders, amen, knew that. So that is why, amen, they trusted in God. And by it, amen, the elders obtained a good report because of the way that they lived their lives, because of the way that they trusted in God, because of the way that they raised us in our families. Amen. The elders, our good old praying grandmothers, our praying grandfathers, our mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts, our pastors, amen, our bishops, all the leaders, amen, that we have, amen, loved down through the years and put our trust in because we could see the handworks of God in their lives. Amen. Amen. They have a good report because, amen, they had the witness of God in their lives, the way they walked, the way they talked, the way they treated everybody right, the way that they loved one another like God commanded them. Amen. They obtained a good report. So when we look at faith, where does faith come from? The scripture tells us, amen, that God gives to every man a measure of faith. So what you do with that faith, amen, amen, that is up to you. But let me advise you today, my friend, if God has given you faith, then what you should do is discover it, develop it, and deploy it, or put it to work for God. The only way that it can become beneficial for you and to those around you is for you to discover, amen, what kind of faith it is that it takes to please God, and what kind of faith do I need in order to walk in this Christian life on today. Truly, God is the source of true faith. Through the word of God, we establish ourselves in the faith, Romans 10 and 17. To truly hear the word is to hear the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the heart by the Spirit. For he is the living word, and he is the Christ, or the anointed one of God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. The source of true faith is both Christ, the living word, and the Bible, the written word. So, in order for us to get established in the faith, we need to know the living word, which is Christ Jesus, and then we need to know the written word, which is the Bible, the only truth book in the whole world. And I've heard Dr. Youngblood say this many a time, from time to time, on this very broadcast, amen. He said in his word, I am truth, amen. This is what Jesus said many times, amen. And he said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So truly, amen, when you come to know Jesus Christ, especially in the pardon of your sins, amen, then he will set you free from bondage to sin and slavery. But it is up to you, my friend, to develop the type of faith that pleases God, because the Bible tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. So let me encourage you on today, amen, in your walk with Christ Jesus, amen. Get closer and closer to him. Your salvation is nearer than when you first believe. So it's time for you, amen, to put all of your hope and your trust in God, which is where God wants it to be. Amen. When we look at Hebrews 11, verses 1 and 2, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. When we look at the New Living Translation, it says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that we have hope for what is going to happen. How many of you have that on today? Do you have hope for what is going to happen? Listen, again, as bad as things may seem in this world, seems like things are out of control, and looks like everything in the world is getting praise except for God. And sometimes I have to wonder, where do these men think they stand? Who do these men, who are only fleshly men, think that they are? You will be nothing if it was not for the Lord. So guess what? Whether you put your trust in him, whether you believe in him or not, that still doesn't stop him from being God and sovereign ruler over all. But I encourage you on today, amen, put your faith and your trust in God. No matter what it is, amen, that you are hoping for, it says, amen, it is the confident assurance, the confident assurance. Are you confident that God is going to work it out for you? When you look at that word assurance, that means there's a guarantee connected to that. Amen. So you are confident that the promise or the guarantee that God has spoken to you is going to work out for your good. When we go to Romans chapter 8, it says all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Listen, you are not here, amen, to live life the way that you want to live it. You are here to live your life according to the will of God. So for that reason, every day that God allows you to get out of your bed and put one foot before the other, amen, you ought to ask God, amen, in prayer, God, what is your will for my life today? What is it that you want me to do? And even if there are things that you want to accomplish, amen, you ought to pray and ask God to make it happen for you in your life. And listen, the old people used to say, put feet on your prayers. Amen. In other words, amen, walk it through. Whatever it is, amen, you are asking him to do, walk in faith, in full assurance and confidence, knowing, amen, that what you have asked for, God is going to do it. Amen. So, amen. Verse number 2 said, God gave his approval to people in the days of old because of their faith. That's what it means, amen, by it or by faith. The elders obtained a good report. Amen. God gave his approval to people in the days of old, that's the elders, because of their faith. Can you say that on today? Has God done anything for you in your life because of your faith? Amen. My friend, if it has not happened, keep on praying. Don't lose heart. Amen. Trust in God. Amen. Trust him fully. No matter what you see or no matter what you don't see, the Bible said, amen, it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For the Bible said that we walk by faith and not by sight. So even on this President's Day, as we set aside, amen, to honor, amen, all of those who have served and those who are serving right now, pray for them that whatever the will of God is for this United States country will be done. And trust God to do it in that fashion. Take it out of your hands and put it in God's hands. Amen? So, amen. When we go down a little bit further, we see that the scriptures say, verse number 3, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. So let me tell you something. That great, what you call the Big Bang Theory, that knocks that out of the box. Because here we see, amen, that God created everything that we see here, even the planets, the heavens, everything that we see up in the sky, even things that we cannot see. We cannot look into the second and the third heaven, amen, with the naked eye. However, we do have telescopes. We have satellites, amen, that are roaming around up there, and they can't even see into the third heaven. I think that that's what they're trying to find. They're trying to see if they can look up into the third heaven and see God's throne. But that's an impossibility, my friend. No telescope that's ever been made is powerful enough to do that. And I don't believe God is going to permit that. However, we who are the people of God, we're going to see it one day. And we're not going to need a satellite to take us there. Amen. The Bible tells us in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, amen, we shall all be changed in that great thing that is called the rapture. So how many of you have faith and trust that one day, amen, you're going to go up and you're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, because the rapture is going to take place, amen, before, amen, the tribulation. And I certainly hope and pray that you are. My friend, I will be there, and I certainly hope to see you there, amen. So put your faith, your hope, and your trust, all your confidence, amen, in God, amen, because he is going to bring it to pass. Amen. When we examine these three verses of scripture, we see three key words in the text, especially in verse number one. We see substance, we see hope, and we see evidence. When we look at the definition of substance, it is a particular kind of water with uniform properties, the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence. That means if there is substance, there is something there. So the scriptures say, faith is the substance. It means it is something there of things hoped for, things that we put our confidence in, things that are provided by the hand of God. There is something there, but it is also the evidence of things that cannot be seen. When we look at, amen, substance, amen, in the mineral world, we see proteins, which compose much of the actual substance of the body. We see material matter, and we see stuff. In other words, amen, things are all around us, and the things that we see around us that we can reach out and touch with our physical hands are substance. Amen. Every pure element or pure compound is a substance. A substance cannot be separated by any physical method. The properties or composition of a pure substance is fixed. Examples of substances are sugar, as well as iron, tin, sulfur, diamond, table salt, baking soda, etc., etc. And we look at the gas world. Methane gas is a compound, but it is also a substance. And we look at human beings, amen, God made us from the dust of the earth, so we are also substance, amen. This is the reason why, amen, I can reach out and touch your body with my hand, because there is substance, there is something there. So what is the Bible trying to tell us? The Bible is trying to tell us, amen, put your trust and your hope, and we're not talking about wishful thinking, but put your hope, your trust in the blessed hope, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the maker of all things, and he has put things there for us to enjoy, so we can put our trust and our confidence in it, because he is guaranteed to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So, my friend, don't let the day pass you without putting your faith, trust, hope, and your confidence, amen, in God, because he guarantees you that he's going to supply your every need. When we look at biblical substance, the word translated substance comes from the Greek hypostasis, H-U-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-S, which means a person or something under a structure or foundation. This word appears elsewhere in the New Testament as confident or confidence. So when we look at the Old Testament word and the New Testament word, the both of them, amen, are connected together, because it is a surefire thing, because it is the spoken word of God. God said, amen, in his word, before one jot or one tittle of my word fail, the whole heaven and the earth will pass away. So, my friend, I think we have something that we can put our trust and confidence in when it comes down to the word of God, because there is something there for us, but we have got to trust God for that. Amen. Says here, 2 Corinthians 9 and 4, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 14, when we look at the substance in our lives, substance here refers to the mental and transcendental character distinctive to an individual. It is valued by the ability to control fear and anxiety and face a demanding situation in a spirited and resilient way. So when you are said to have no substance, it means that you are shallow. I have no content, such as being superficial. And I've heard that said many times in the church by many of the elders, that's a shallow person. In other words, what they're trying to say, you are shallow in the faith, or you have very little faith, or you have shaky faith. Where's your faith? Where do you stand today? Are you on the Lord's side? This is what Brother Davis is trying to get over to you on today. No matter how good you think you are, no matter where you stand in society, no matter how high you are up the social ladder, you still need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you don't have Christ in your life, get him on today. Amen. This is why, amen, I'm coming to you, amen, with the word on faith. Because in these days and time that we are living in as Christians, we need to live on established faith. Faith that has been established in the word of ground, rooted and grounded, anchored. Christ is the anchor of the soul. So we need to put our hope, our trust, and our confidence in him. So what is hope? When we look at the definition of hope, it says a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, a feeling of trust. Now listen, let me tell you something about feeling. Let's make sure we understand we're not necessarily talking about the physical feeling when it comes down to the physical senses. Because as our understanding, we have five senses, and all five will fool you. So if you don't get your feeling, your physical connected to the spiritual, then my friend, it's going to be hard for you to establish hope in God. Your feeling of hope, or your feeling of trust, your feeling of expectation, your desire for a certain thing to happen must be rooted and grounded in God and in his word. Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. So, again, looking at the whole wide world, the trouble that we are facing, the many lies that we've been told, the deceit, the trickery, all the eviscerating of our rights as Christians, all the things that we have faced since the COVID pandemic or the plandemic, we certainly come to know and understand that we cannot put all of our hope and trust in man, because man will deceive you. In fact, the scripture tells us, amen, not to put our trust in the legs of a man, amen, who is only going to perish, but put all of our hope and trust in God, because he promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. So when we look at God, God's message of hope is a gift delivered by the Spirit of God. He gives us the power to hope, and that is a demonstration of God's love for us. Hope given by him works together to give us confidence, joy, peace, power, and love. Look at what the word of God accomplishes in your life. Simply because you trust in God, amen, he gives you joy. He gives you peace. He gives you power. And he gives you love. My friend, who wouldn't serve a God like this? And this is the reason why, amen, I want to encourage you on this President's Day, as you sit back in leisure and enjoy your time off from your job, look up and thank God that God put it in the heart of someone to be able, amen, to establish a law or a time to set aside, a time to observe presidents, which also benefited in your time off from work, so that you can sit around and enjoy your leisure time with your family, friends, and loved ones. Amen. So let's trust God, amen, on today. God has given us promises of freedom from sin, hope found in Jesus, and it is the promise that God has given us that we can find so much hope in Scripture through the gift of eternal life, made possible through the Son, Jesus Christ. No matter what trials, temptations, or pain we may suffer, we can always hold on to the hope God extends to us. When we look at Titus 1 and 2, 1 John 3, And Jeremiah 27, God has given us verses of scripture that we can go to and read to encourage us, amen, in times of trouble. I don't know about you, but from time to time, amen, my heart gets a little bit troubled when I look at the things that are happening in this world. Not because, amen, I believe that God has lost control. He's still in control. But, amen, I see so much sin, and I'm very much vexed and displeased with it. And I realize that time is winding up. And I have unsaved loved ones out there, family and friends, that have not come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior by faith. When we look at, amen, trusting in God, what I'm trying to tell you on today, we have to put our righteousness aside. In other words, because the Bible tells us that all of our righteousness is just like filthy rags in the book of Isaiah. So we have to accept the finished work of Christ out on Calvary's cross and his righteousness. Amen. And if you do that, my friend, you have a guarantee that you will be able, amen, to go back with Jesus when he comes. I want to give you 7 examples, amen, of hope in the Bible for when believing gets hard. And these are scriptures, amen, that you can write down. Hope believes anyway. Romans 4, 13 through 19, Matthew 19 and 26. Number 2, hope resists resentment. 1 Samuel 1, 9 through 18. Number 3, hope has friends. Esther 4, 13 through 17. Number 4, hope expects God to answer. Psalm 38, 15, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. 5, hope doesn't stop believing. Mark 5, 25 through 29, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Number 6, hope is louder than the crowd. Matthew 20, 29 to 34. Hope hears God. Judges 6, 11 through 14. Believing God will help us when things get hard, for everyone will face trouble at some point in time. But the one thing is, God never stops believing in us. So, my friend, I'm trying to encourage you on today. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Amen. God loves us. Amen. And he promises never to leave us nor forsake us. And I will tell you this, my friend, he has never failed us yet. So continue to have faith, hope, and trust in God. Put your trust in him, because he loves you on today. And he said, amen, I will work it out for you on today. So we truly thank and praise God for everything done and said. Hope and pray that you come back and join us the next time, once again, as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.